My name is Leslie Peterson, and I help bloggers turn their modest websites into thriving online enterprises with SEO, email marketing, and a little hard love encouragement to always move forward consistently and with a plan. Hey, bloggers. I'm really excited. I think you might have heard me mention this before, but we're getting ready to start a product sales engine bootcamp in the membership. It's going to begin on April 23rd, and it will be, that's a Tuesday. So it will be 10 Tuesdays in a row where we will be spending an hour to an hour and a half together, going over different components of taking your product or product ideas from, having them created all the way through the sales process. So what are all the things you need to do? How do you set up these workflows in your email management system? What goes in those emails? When do you send one thing and not another? All of that is what we're going to cover. But what I thought I would do today is share with you a couple things. Number one, I've got a PDF for you in the show notes. You can link out to it. And it is a high-level diagram of basically the entire bootcamp, all 10 classes and what each will cover. And you can print it out. And if you don't need any help, you can just use that. I mean, it's got, all the pieces on there that you need in order to bring your product to market. And if you do want a little bit of help, I would encourage you to come and sign up for the membership. It's $37 a month and there's no contract. So if you hate it, or I guess you won't hate it. I don't think you'll hate it. But if you just, can't really see the benefit of joining for the long run, that's okay. Just come and take the boot camp and then bail. I know a lot of people who will pay, $1,000 or $2,000 for a class to help them sell their products. This is $37 a month for 10 weeks. So, about 3 months, and you've got everything you need. And I think that once you get to know the people in the membership and see all the amazing things we're doing, you'll want to stay, but if you don't, that's okay. That's okay. So that PDF is available to you. And then what I want to do with you today is I took the workflows in the or sections of the workflows in that overall grand scheme, and I've divided them into four parts, and I'm just going to walk you through the parts. Now, if you're listening to this because you're driving or whatever, maybe still listen. I think you'll still find a lot of value in it, but I think the most valuable piece will be if you can print out that PDF and follow along. So I'm basically just giving you all the workflows that you need. But again, if you want much more direction, you want to collaborate with people during the process, you want to know, you want swipe copy for what should go in those files, then come in and be part of the bootcamp. So here is the four different sections. Now, the first one is just going to be what you hopefully already have. And if you're looking at your PDF, what I'm doing is I'm starting at the top left and I'm going across the top and then I'm going to do the bottom. So that's just for the people who printed it out. Okay, so top left is basically what I'm hoping that you already have. And that's basically just a reader requests your lead magnet from your website. You deliver that lead magnet to them, to what is now the subscriber. And if it's a new subscriber, you're going to also send them a welcome email, add them to your newsletter, list segment. And if they are not a new subscriber, then they're just going to continue being part of your newsletter list. So that's very basic, right? We've talked about that 152 times here. My recommendation again is just have those persona lead magnets, and then obviously have what I would call a universal lead magnet too, something that works across all the pages. Okay, so the next section we're going to talk about is at the very top, more kind of top middle, top right, And this is something that we're going to be covering in weeks 1, 2, and 3 of the class. And that is creating your product lead magnet. So you'll have the reader will request the your product lead magnet from your site. And if they've already downloaded it in the past or they've already purchased your primary product, then you just want to make sure you hide that sign up from them. But you deliver the lead magnet to your subscriber. And after they sign up for that lead magnet, you're going to display a thank you page. And that thank you page is going to offer either your Tripwire product, which is a lower price product that eventually will be the thing that funds your ads, your main product, or both. And then whether you do that, one, the other, or both, is really dependent on what types of products you have and how much work you want to put into that thank you page. And so the reader could buy that primary product from you. They could buy just the Tripwire product, or they can, close it down, not buy anything either after reading it or just shut it down immediately. So that those scenarios are what we're going to talk about in the first 3 classes. The next detail, section 3, is kind of in still in the upper half of the big, huge workflow, but it's kind of to the right. And that is if the reader purchases your primary product, your main product, then you're going to deliver that product. And then again, if it's a new subscriber, send them a welcome email also and add them to your newsletter segment. And don't forget, some people with the products that they're offering might be a good idea to send it what I would call an onboarding sequence after they buy, kind of saying like, okay, you bought this yesterday and did you download it successfully, or have you watch the introduction yet? And, step by step, maybe, 1, 2, 3, a week's worth of emails getting them onboarded doesn't apply to everybody. But if it does apply to you and your product, you'll do that then. So if the reader just buys your Tripwire product, so your lower priced product, then you're going to deliver that, right? And then same thing, if they're new, send them the welcome series and add them to your newsletter segment and deliver what we call an SBS. So if you are not familiar with that, it's just it's a series of emails that sells the person on your product. And this would be an SBS for the main product because they just bought the cheaper one. And it's it is a series of sales emails, but it doesn't feel salesy because of what we accomplished in class 1, which is really understanding their pain point, making sure we can talk to them about what their problem is or what their desire is. We send them a couple extra freebies and that sort of thing. So it doesn't feel salesy, but in fact, it is meant to set up for them to purchase your main product. And then obviously, if any time in that series they purchase that main product, then you just want to stop that sales series. And then if they don't buy anything, same thing. Are they new? Send them the welcome series. Make sure they're in your newsletter segment. But send them the SBS email if they buy, then you'll stop the main product and I would send it for the main product, not the Tripwire. And then, otherwise maybe they still don't buy, but at least they're in your subscriber list. And you'll read on the workflow page if you download it, I say, if somebody is in this SBS sales sequence, or if they're in what I would call a campaign promotion, a quarterly campaign, which is what we're going to talk about next, then you don't want them to be getting your newsletter. So essentially, during the times that you're running special campaigns, the only people getting your newsletter are people who've already bought your products. And then obviously, you still want these new people who just got your product lead magnet to be getting your newsletter, but not while they're getting the sales sequence. You're going to want to make sure you're not overloading them. Okay, and then the final section that we're going to talk about is basically the entire bottom half of the workflow PDF that I sent that I offered to you guys. And that's this. You're running your newsletter at whatever frequency you run your newsletter. So you guys know I'm doing a daily newsletter now. You might be doing a weekly. Shout out to some of our insiders who are doing every other week. Whatever you do, just keep doing it. But you want to make sure that your filter is, like, for example, mine filter is all the people who are in the 365 newsletter list who don't have a daily pause, because we have like a way for you to pause it for 7 days, and are not doing the SBS and are not in what we call the quarterly workflow campaigns, which is what we're about to talk about. So you can do that and keep that segment all the time. And that's what you send your newsletters to. And you don't have to think about, oh, am I running a campaign? Am I not running a campaign? Just set it up and always run it. So a quarterly campaign is something that you manually decide to do. And it could be anything. It could be like a Black Friday sale. It could be, it's my birthday, so we're doing something special. It could be summer vacation starting, whatever you want to, call it. It's basically a special kind of, I don't want to say sale, but I'll say promotion. So you could be offering a discount, but you could also be offering a couple other freebies. So let's talk about my Georgia State Parks travel guide. The tripwire is one park. That would be $7. The book of like 25 of them is $29. That's my main product. But maybe I have not just the parks, but I have travel guides for all the historic sites. And you can't really buy those. But I say, okay, I'm running a back to summer. I don't know why I keep trying to say back to school, but it's summer. Kickstart summer. Promotion, and I will give you, five of these historic guides for free for the people who purchase, in the next 10 days. And so they can't buy them, and they can't really get them any other way except they have to buy within the next 10 days or 3 days or whatever, 48 hours, whatever you want to do. That's what I mean by a quarterly campaign. It's when you're making an extra effort to send out some sort of promotion, and you're doing something special that people can't get otherwise. So there's some sort of scarcity factor there. So sometimes it's extra freebies. Sometimes it is discounts. You decide. So what you'll do is the people who've already bought your product that you're promoting, it could be one of your products, it could be the second product, it could be a second piece of the first product, whatever it is, whatever you're promoting for that quarterly campaign, you'll do it four times a year, hence quarterly. Then you're going to only include people who have not purchased anything. So if they've purchased all your products that you're promoting, you're just going to keep sending them the newsletters like normal. There's no interruption until it comes a time when maybe you create a new product. But everybody else is going to get those series of campaign emails. What goes in those campaign emails? What goes in the SBS emails? Those are all the things we're talking about in the bootcamp. But then during that campaign process, some people will purchase your product. And when they do, then that's great. They'll get it delivered. They wouldn't be new, I guess they could be, because a friend could forward them that newsletter. So if they're new, they'll get the welcome email, they get added to your newsletter list. And now that they've purchased that product, if your campaign rolls over another newsletter send, they'll get the newsletter because they already purchased it. And then if they don't purchase it, then that's okay. They'll get another promotion on another quarter. And that's how you take advantage of your current email list. So the kind of the top half of this workflow printout is how you handle people who are new to your list. And the bottom half is how you're taking your list that exists already and that it continues to grow. And it's how you push your product out to them. The only other thing you're going to see on this workflow that we haven't talked about is your product sales page. So we are going to have a class where we're going to help you build your product sales page. People can go there directly and they can buy if they want to. And that might be the page that you link to from your campaigns. And then the other thing we're going to talk about, I believe it's the last class, class 10, we'll talk about how to build a successful affiliate program. Because it's not just reaching out to people who you think would be good and asking them to put it on their site. Here's the truth. You got to do most of the work for them because they're not going to want to do it for you. You're going to have to do most of the work for them. Help me help you make more money. That's what you're saying to them. And what's the best way to do that? I hope you come to the boot camp and you'll learn about it all in class 10. But again, if you're like, I already know how to do all these lead magnets and sales pages, and I have a good series of sales emails that I send, I just don't know what the timing and stuff is. Well, you've got the answers now right here on this workflow. But if you've got a product, you want to put it on autopilot, come and be part of the bootcamp. I'm not going to keep bugging you guys about it after this episode, but I did want to share a high level with everybody and invite you to come be a part of the excitement. Hey, real quick, this is Leslie, just dropping in to remind you that I have several free resources on my blog right now that I'd love you to get your hands on. Just head over to lesliepeterson.com, the link is in the show notes below, and grab my free blog post update checklist. Or if you're on a journey to fire up your blog's email newsletter, grab my free list of 52 newsletter connection prompts. With both of those, I'll include a video about how to use them to build a solid relationship with your subscribers or work towards doubling your traffic with updates. Grab both of those at lesliepeterson.com.